long time coming. As you shed a lonesome tear, and now you're in a wonderama. I wonder what you're doing here. The flame no longer flickers. You're feeling just like a fool.
Aria, you sang my one of my favorite country songs.
One of my favorite Alison Krauss songs.
Yeah, I love Alison Krauss, and this is one of my favorites.
Me too.
I like this one and Crazy Faith.
Crazy Faith, yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, so good. What did you think, though?
No, I don't know. I liked it overall. My big note was, the first time you said the, I don't know you, or whatever the line is, you pronounced the O-U sound really, predominantly, and it sounded kind of weird. You forced it out. I don't know. I liked this, vocally, but there's, something about it that I'm like, huh. I think maybe, emotionally, I thought it could have been a little softer sounding in, the verses, and then, the chorus could have stayed the same. Yeah, that's about it, really.
Yeah, I really liked this aria. I thought it sounded really beautiful on your voice. I think vocally it was amazing. I do agree that there was, something missing emotionally. There was just a little something that, I wanted you to take it, a step further, I guess, than you took it.
Yeah.
Not that you did a bad job with it emotionally. I've heard you put more emotion into a song like this, and so I guess I was a little bit
Yeah, that's what it is.
I felt like this, you could have done more than this, I think, was what I thought. And then also around 2:30, there was, like, a really big mouse click.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, it was, like, a big, like, click. It almost sounded like after you were done singing, you, like, clicked around a little bit, and you meant to, like, edit that little section of instrumental out, but you just didn't. So, yeah, just, like, be careful of that. So, I guess that was it. I thought it was, like, good, though. I mean, like, I wouldn't reason to be worried.
No, not at all. Yeah, this will definitely keep you in the competition, so, woo.
Yeah, definitely. I don't see any problems with it, so. Okay, we can move on to the next person, which is Faded.
Yay!
I hope you dance. Faded.
Faded.
What do you think, Valk?
I love this song. And I think this is a good song for your voice and for you. Like, I really liked the emotion a lot, and I really liked how, like, soft you, like, had your voice. Like, I really liked the dynamics in this. It was nice. And, like, yeah, the emotion was really, really good. My only, like, nitpick was that when you were holding out the dances, it was kind of, like, loud. Like, well, like,
yeah, that was really weird because I thought that some of the parts in the verse were really quiet.
Yeah, and then, like, the dance, like, was loud, and, it sounded like it was kind of borderline peaking, but not, like, to the it hurts my ears peaking, but, like, it kind of sounded like it was peaking a little bit. Yeah, that's about it. It was a good song for you.
Yeah, I think so, too. I really liked your emotion, and I think that you, you really, like, brought it this week emotionally. I do think that your mixing, I don't know whether it was your mic or something, was a little weird because, yeah, the dance sounded really loud, but then, like, some of your verses sounded really quiet, so that was really strange to me. And let's see. Some parts sounded a little pitchy to me. Like sometimes when you went to, like, a lower note, it sounded like you were, like, a little unsure of where you were going, but, like, I overall enjoyed this a lot. I thought you did a really good job, and I wish, the one thing I do wish you had done, too, also, is I wish on your, dances, I wish you had gone a little bit more into your head voice, because I think you could have, and I think that would have been really, really
yeah.
pretty. Just because I really like your head voice a lot, so whenever you do it, I get really excited.
It does things. No.
It's so exciting. Snowfender is up next.
Woo.
Snowfender.
Your sense of wonder, get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the never one door closes up, one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. Never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some hell-bent heart leave you bitter. You come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, dance. I hope you will dance. I hope you dance. I hope you
Snow Fender.
I really like having you on this show. I think you have a really cool voice, and I just like having you on the show.
Yeah.
That being said, I didn't care for this that much. This is one of your weaker submissions. I think that you, I don't know, the doubling yourself was really weird, and especially because sometimes they didn't sync up totally. Right? So that was a little off to me. And some parts seemed a little pitchy. And when you held out dance, it felt a little, strainy, or you were putting it in a weird place in your voice. I don't know. This just wasn't my favorite thing you've done. What did you think, though?
Yeah, the dances sounded really nasal. When you were holding the A sound sounded nasal. And then, there were two of them. So it was, two dances sounding nasal at the same time. And it was weird. And, when the background voices came in, it was really freaky. It sounded like you pitched the back check or something. And then, demons came in, halfway through the song. And it was, Yeah, it was kind of trippy. It was freaky to me. I think this sounded a little too happy, emotionally. I guess it's kind of an uplifting song, but it sounded more perky instead of uplifting to me.
Not motivational enough.
Yeah, it didn't sound motivational. It sounded kind of I don't know, happy. it's hard to explain. But, I had, the same notes about, the pitch. Your pitch was kind of wavering in and out on the verses. And then, I wasn't a big fan of this either. And I'm sad because, I like hearing you sing every week.
I know. I'm worried about you.
Yeah. Mm.
Beloved is up next.
Woo.
This world's gone crazy. And Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay and stand beside each other come what may? Was a promise really something people kept, not just something they would say? Did families really bow their heads to pray? Did daddies really never go away? Oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. called. Everything is changing fast. We call it progress, but I just don't know. Grandpa, let's wander back into the past and paint me a picture of long ago. Did lovers really fall in love to stay and stand beside each other come what may? Was a promise really something people kept, not just something they would say and then forget? Did families really bow their heads to pray? Did daddies really never go away? Oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Beloved, oh my god.
Oh my.
She was all, my voice is sick. My voice.
She was sick. Please.
She was like, I'm sick. My voice is bad. Blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, what was the other thing that she said? And I was just like, hold on. She was like, this probably isn't the best song for my voice. Blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
She's blah, blah. That's how I'm going to say about everything that Tree says that has to do with complaining in this show.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Needless to say, yes. I loved this.
I know.
It was so pretty. Like, oh my goodness. Like, you sounded so good. I mean, there was a couple parts where it was a little low, and then you jumped into a higher register, and so it was, like, fine once you jumped up, and it was so pretty. Like, you had such good emotion. Like, there was one part where I just, like, wanted to cry. I don't know. I love this. I really have nothing bad to say about it. I just listened and enjoyed the entire time.
Yeah, basically. I loved the low, like, when you came in with the low grandpa, and then, like, went up. Like, it sounded really, really nice. I was like, whoa, I didn't know she could go that low. Yeah, this is, like, awesome emotion, and, like, yeah, I don't really have anything else to add. This is really, really good. I love the emotion, and I loved your voice on it.
Yeah, seriously. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I think we're ready to go to results, because we talked about it a little bit before, so.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so who won for you tonight?
Beloved won for me tonight.
Me too. Beloved, you're safe for next week. Who was second for you?
I had a Russ.
Me too. Will was third for me.
Me too.
Oh my god, top three. So Will, Beloved, and Russ, you are all safe. Who was next for you?
I had Faded next.
Oh, okay, I had Aria. So Aria and Faded, you're next.
I had Aria after Faded.
Oh, okay, so there you go. I had Gil Dragon next.
Ours are, like, a little different. I had, like, Maddie next, and then Gil under Maddie.
Okay. Well, so we have Gil left, Maddie, Snow Thunder. So, okay, wait. Faded, Beloved, Will, Russ, and Aria are safe. Who would you like to save next?
Oh, I'll save Maddie.
Okay, so it's Gil Dragon and Snow Thunder. Gil Dragon was higher on my list, and Snow, I think you had a lot of issues with your song, so Gil Dragon, you are safe, and sadly, Snow Thunder is cut. I'm, like, really sad about that, because I really like listening to you sing every week.
It's, me, like, too. Really
sad. If somebody drops, we will, like, bring you back ASAP.
Yeah, like, bam, you're back. Now record.
So, I just, I'm gonna miss you. I love you.
I love Snowfront.
Next week, we're bringing back the Get Drunk and Be Somebody theme.
Oh, yeah. So, get drunk. Wait, don't literally get drunk, though.
Don't, actually, we don't condone that. This is
Lone
not.
Star does not condone
Or
drunkenness.
promote. So, though I
Yeah.
think. Oh, I guess not. I was gonna say, I think everybody in this competition is over the age of 21. I don't think Arya and Faded are, but I think they're close. Close enough, so.
Yeah, Faded is close, like in a
Yeah.
month.
I don't think Arya is.
Yeah.
But getting there, so. But we still don't condone it. It doesn't matter. Nothing has changed. So, let's see. I guess that's
The
really
end.
the end. Yeah, so all you have to do is sing a song that has alcohol in it or talks about getting drunk or making a mistake. Like, a good example would be like Last Name by Carrie
Last
Underwood.
name, yeah.
That kind of stuff. So, yeah. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.